You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Story that we were chatting about briefly yesterday. The headline said, did Gwen Stefani pressure Blake Shelton into quitting The Voice?
Oh, juicy gossip.
There's the gossip. Ooh. They said that according to an insider who's close to the situation, Gwen wants him to spend more time with her so they can ensure a happy future together, end quote.
Beautiful.
Now, the story went on to point out all of the things that Blake Shelton is busy with. He's got touring, he's always on hunting trips, does charity events, goes on talk shows all the time, goes out to one of his old red restaurants. I guess he owns a chain of restaurants, is that right? I guess. Hmm. Anyway, the insider said that his busy schedule has been an issue since the couple got married. They can't even agree where to live. They split time between Gwen's big old mansion in Encino, California, and Blake's ranch out in Oklahoma, where the wind comes. Anyway, so the story is that Gwen Stefani has pressured Blake Shelton. I think that is unfair to Gwen Stefani. They might have had discussions together. He might have even agreed, yeah, I'm doing way too much. So to automatically assume that Gwen Stefani pressured him into it is kind of insulting. However, having said that, there are most definitely times when people pressure the people they love into doing or not doing certain things. And we wanted to throw that out with a twinkle in our eye, having a little bit of fun. What did you pressure somebody into quitting?
Well, I mean,
303-691-1649. What?
The bigger headline than Blake and Gwen is the one that everybody's been talking about with Giselle and Tom Brady, you know, her right. Pressuring him to hang up his massive NFL career so he could spend more time with the family. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's two celebrity stories out there mm-hmm. in the news right now about, you know, spouses or significant other pressuring you to quit something.
And this Giselle is, allegedly filed for divorce, right? Or no, she's hired a divorce
attorney. Something like that.
I don't think anything has been filed yet, but she allegedly hired an attorney. So she's ratcheting
she's all
it up
in.
A little
she's
bit.
She's all in on this.
She's pushed all of her chips into the middle of the table.
And I feel like this doesn't necessarily have to be like a marriage situation, because I feel like this really happens a lot when you're first dating, too, and you're really into somebody, but then you pressure them to stop doing something mm-hmm. to continue the relationship.
People have pressured other people into ending friendships.
Friendships. I mean, when Nick Knack and I first started dating, she would have the occasional cigarette, you know, and I was not a fan of that at all. And I told her flat out, I was like, I really like you. You know, I see a future with you, but I cannot stay with you if you smoke. You taste horrible. And she gave that up. I mean, now looking back, that was extremely beneficial for her health. So that's good. I posted this on our Facebook this morning. Karen wrote in and said, my significant other made me give up attending rodeos. I need more information about that.
Yeah. Can you write back with more details?
What's wrong with the rodeos? Are you tempted by those bull riding cowboys or something?
Mm.
And I love Leah. She wrote in and says, my significant other made me give up countertop appliances. And I feel you, because I don't like the clutter on the countertops. I am with your SO, Leah.
Oh my God, that's funny.
No more countertop appliances around this house.
David says, my wife pressured me into quitting a softball league I was in because she said it was keeping me away from my family. A week later, she took a new job where she travels 3 days a week. He goes, I'm still scratching my head.
Well, just bringing the money in. Bringing the money in.
One is making an income, David. The other one is out drinking beer with your buddies.
You're spending that income, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Mariah says, here's another one that involves drinking. She goes, I was pressured to quit one of my book clubs. My husband said it was just a bunch of people sitting around drinking and that two of those was enough. At the time, I was in three book clubs. And then she goes, I mean, it was all about drinking, but still.
Yep, another one, boozing it up.
Sarah, without an H, said, I would question the use of the word pressured. I prefer to say I encouraged my husband to stop playing golf so much because all it did was stress him out and make him angry. He'd come home from playing golf with his friends and fume for hours until he got over the fact that he just sucks at golf.
Yeah.
You know what? If he's coming home every time he plays and he's just angry, yeah, I would encourage him to maybe try something else.
Here's one very similar that came in from Gabe on my Facebook. Gabe says, my wife made me give up cornhole. It just got too heated. He says, it came to a head when the last time I played, I lifted my leg and smashed the cornhole board in half. She said, no more.
Yeah, that's an anger issue.
Gabe might have had too many Dr. Peppers that night. And
Emma says, isn't it a spouse's duty to pressure the person they love to quit behavior or jobs or people that are toxic? Maybe we should use another word. And then she says, having said that, I totally pressured my partner to quit her job because she had a lousy boss.
Oh, you need to quit.
I can see
you're coming
that.
Home angry.
Chloe says, I'm the one who pressured someone to quit. My husband was in way too many fantasy leagues, mostly football, and I said, enough is enough. I wrote back to Chloe, and I go, I got to know how many. She said, at least five different fantasy leagues. She goes, it had completely taken over his life.
Oh, my gosh, that's too much.
Isn't that, I mean...
That's too much. That yeah, consumes I mean, you, yeah.
Yeah, there's one thing to have a healthy distraction or hobby or something like that, but if it dominates your life when you're supposed to be in a relationship with someone,
yeah, it's not healthy.
Come
not
on.
Healthy at all. I've got three more that I liked that came in. Casey says he made me give up watching horror movies. I love them, but I'd have nightmares. He was losing sleep. He politely asked me to switch to comedies. Alicia wrote in and said he asked me to give up garlic hummus. He would avoid me for days due to bad breath. He said it was coming out of my pores.
Yeah, but it's so good.
So good. With the pita bread? Come on now. And then this one's my personal favorite from Mimi. She says, my boy toy told me to get rid of my stuffed animal collection. He said he could not stand having 30 stuffed animals on the bed anymore or 60 plastic eyes staring back at him when we were trying to get intimate. That is from Mimi and her Care Bear collection.
That's a lot of stuffed animal voyeurism going on.
Yeah, you got to get rid of those.
Jessica said, boys, I was pressured to quit choir. To be fair, I was in six of them.
I'm leaving.
And now I'm in three.
Goodbye.